I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The outbreak of cholera in Haiti is spreading. Cases of the lethal disease have now been reported in two new areas of the country, in the north and in the northeast. So far, more than 300 people have died, and the number of reported cases is approaching 5,000. The source of the cholera outbreak remains a mystery. There had been no cases of the waterborne disease in Haiti for more than a century. As medical experts look into the matter, United Nations officials say they're investigating one possible source, UN peacekeepers. The BBC's Jill McGivering has been covering this story. And Jill, among the UN peacekeepers, who is being investigated?
Well, it's one specific mission, which is a group of Nepalese soldiers, and they set up camp fairly recently. They're the people that are being investigated, partly because of their location. They seem to be in an area which is very close to a tributary that leads into the main body of water, which is contaminated. And plus the fact that they came just a matter of weeks ago. Some people are saying, if we look at the environment and think, well, what suddenly changed? What might have introduced this threat? Maybe it's the Nepalese peacekeepers. I should say that the UN is being quite cautious, saying that they don't think that this is the source, but they are very conscious that the Nepalese camp has increasingly become the focus of suspicion and of discussion and to an extent possible anger in the area, because this is quite a volatile issue. So I think they're trying to address it head on and say, okay, we're investigating the allegations, but there isn't any evidence yet. They are saying, look, you know, we have sealed septic tanks. We comply with the regulations. We use a local company to collect and dispose of our waste. So as far as we're aware, we're not doing anything we shouldn't.
Right. But there is a real problem with cholera in South Asia. And you know that because you've covered this for years.
There's no doubt it's endemic in Nepal. Last month in Kathmandu itself, the capital of the country, there was a big outbreak of cholera. And that had quite a lot of attention at the time because it caused deaths. So I think people are aware of that. Then they see these Nepalese peacekeepers arriving, then they see that they have cholera and they're making that connection. Whether it's a medical connection, we still don't know.
Yeah, one would assume that the UN peacekeepers, before they arrive from any country into Haiti, that they would get full medical checkups before they're deployed.
Absolutely. And I think also, of course, there are quite close rules and regulations about how they behave and basic sanitation and also, as we say, the disposal of waste. And certainly the Nepalese are saying, look, we comply with those rules. But there may be some suspicion because I think there certainly seems to be quite a volatile atmosphere at the moment, with a lot of people in Haiti saying this is something that we haven't seen within our lifetimes. It's been generations since we've had cholera. But some doctors I've spoken to have said, you know, they think that this theory of it being the Nepalese isn't terribly likely. And certainly some scientists have been saying to me, well, you can have this bacteria lying dormant for decades. That's not unusual. It's not improbable. And then when you have an opportunity in terms of it entering the human population, then it flares up again and it could again become endemic. That's the concern.
Right. And possibly the earthquake might have also given the opportunity to any kind of disease like this, bacteria like this.
Exactly. And the whole disruption. I mean, you have people who are malnourished, they are vulnerable, they're away from their normal conditions, they're living in difficult conditions, and there's greater pressure on the drinking water that's available. So I think you put all those things together, plus, of course, the difficulty with medical facilities. And then when you add on the issue of cholera, it's making things all the more difficult.
All right. The BBC's Jill McGivering on the newest cholera outbreak in Haiti. Jill, thanks.
Thank you.